The first nanocircuit. Even the most optimistic semiconductor researchers say that silicon-based computer chips may only have 15 years or so left in them. After that, it will be impossible to fit any more circuits onto these increasingly minute wafers to power inexorably smaller and smarter computers. Consequently, researchers are determined to figure out how to make complex microprocessors out of other materials. IBM made a significant breakthrough in August when physicists at its Thomas J. Watson Research Center built the world's first logic circuit out of a single long carbon molecule called nanotube. Though the first laptop with nanotubes inside is still a long way off, the IBM invention was a critical step, says Phaidon Averis, a member of the group that created the circuit. As pliant as silicon has been over the last half century, carbon nanotubes have some significant advantages. They're as small as a semiconductor can get, so engineers will be able to pack trillions of them onto a single chip. And since they're thin and long like a garden hose, electrons are funneled straight through the circuit, dramatically cutting down resistance. That results in less heat and less power dissipation than occurs with silicon. But enormous technical problems remain. For one thing, even today's average desktop computer would require at least a few million of these circuits, and there are no known methods for producing large numbers of them quickly and efficiently. Equally important is the challenge of connecting a series of individual and disparate logic circuits into microprocessors. And while computers run on three different types of logic circuits, called AND, NOT, and OR gates, IBM's NOT gate is the only type that has yet been created from carbon nanotubes. The IBM Advance is a good start. Now engineers have a little more than a decade to finish the job.